flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Final hour of power right here on the Team 980. We're always streaming live nationally on the free Odyssey app. It's the youngest in charge, and Noah Willingham alongside the DOC, Rick Doc Walker. We'll take you up to 7 o'clock as we get you geared up for Championship Sunday in the National Football League. Eagles and Commanders fighting for the right to go to the Big Dance. And, you know, whenever there's a big game on tap, whenever there is something seismic happening in the DMV relative to the football team, there's one guy I always got to buzz onto the show. It's my guy Kevin Sheehan, host of the Kevin Sheehan Show. Weekdays 10 to 1 right here on the Team 980. Kevin, I'm just going to say Kevin and take a sigh because you understand what I'm feeling right now. I know you're as giddy as you've ever been. Did you sleep Saturday night?
All I want to know is if you and Richard are taking good care of my guy, Anthony. I hope you, Doc, I hope you're treating Anthony the right way. You taking care of him?
Man, that's my guy. Why wouldn't I? I mean, he barely says anything.
You're tough on your producers.
Oh, I mean.
You are.
Well,
so
I have a very co-host high too. Standard. I have a standard. But he hasn't said. Linnell has been this is his odyssey today, so we're basically just following his lead.
Oh yeah, is that what you're doing? I'm just checking on Anthony because, you know, Linnell, you know this, Doc can be really rough on the producers, and sometimes when they get done, they need therapy. But I'm excited for Sunday. I hope everybody is, and I think, you know, just the idea of going into that place and making it miserable for the people that will be there and sending them home short of another Super Bowl opportunity for them, it makes it even sweeter. Not that, you know, the Rams in a neutral, you know, home field kind of next, you know, if it had been them, wouldn't have been, you know, a good situation. But, it's nice to be back in a spot that we haven't been to since Doc had hair.
Afro is the correct term, Kevin.
Well, you don't have much hair either.
No. But I'm with you. Pressure's on them. Do you know how many times things have not gone well for them at home in this similar situation? I know you've documented it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This is the pressure. They won't be able to sleep. And that bravado, that's from their crowd, not from them. Believe me. It's going to be perfect. It couldn't work out any better. We're in a perfect spot.
Yeah. You know, B. Mitch was on two of the teams in Philadelphia that lost at home in conference championship games.
Yep.
I know you know that.
Yep.
But, yeah, though they've lost a lot of these games. So it'd be nice to be added to the list of teams that beat them.
Yeah, wouldn't it be nice? One thing we were discussing before we brought you on, Kevin, I guess it's more appropriate to ask you this question, an actual professional when it comes to professional football. What do they do at right guard this week? Because as good as Trent Scott looked against DJ Reader and Levi and the other practice squad Jag that they brought up, they're no Jalen Carter, who is a people-eating beast in the interior of Philadelphia's defense. And it's not just him. Big Jordan Davis, Milton Williams. Dan Quinn, you know, flirted with the idea yesterday of going with their best five offensive linemen. If they do that, Kev, who would be your five that you trot out there Sunday?
The best five. And I don't know that we know who they think the best five are.
Yeah.
But if it is Trent Scott, I'm fine with it. I trust them at this point.
Yeah.
You know, they figured it out all year long. They've got one of the top two or three offensive teams in the league. It has led them to where they are right now, and I trust them. But I would imagine the best five might include Cornelius Lucas.
Yeah.
So if that happens, you know, he's a tackle. Wiley probably moves to guard. That would be my guess.
Well, Trent's my guy because this is a heavyweight bout. And he's built for this because you can't run through him. Yeah. I did not want Cosme in injured. I thought he would have been, they'd have killed him because he wouldn't have taken himself out. He's a warrior. And that's exactly what they were banking on. I saw him in Detroit. The big bear was in there throwing people around. You got to play this game with a bad attitude. And he's got that. This is not for the faint of heart. And that's why I like him a lot. But whatever they do, I trust them. Hell, they see him every day. They know what to do. And we got to have a plan B. Because no matter what you plan, one ankle injury, you got to be able to get another guy in there. We've got to be able to survive the game, the entire game, and win it.
You've played in them. You know what it is. You've played in two of them in this town. So, you know, it's a next man up. And, you know, overall, I just feel like the team itself, they're playing to win. You know, when they went in Saturday night, you just got the sense early on. Yeah. That they weren't there feeling like, you know, it was nice to be there. They had had a good season, and if they win, it's icing on the cake. They were expecting to win the game, and I think that's the mentality they have, and I think it's, you know, Quinn, and I think it's his staff, and I think it's the players that Adam Peters picked. They picked, you know, tough, badass, competitive guys. You see it on special teams. Doc, you've always told me in the past, you know, you sometimes can just see the mentality of a locker room by watching their coverage units and how they play on special teams. They've got one of the best kick and punt coverage units in the league. I feel really good that they're up to this. You know, Philly's good, though. I mean, you got to beat them. Philly's got the best defense in the league. They've got the best running back in the league. But I really feel good about the group going in there. This is not a fluke. This is a lethal offensive football team with a lot of tough, competitive, you know, winners on their team. And by the way, a lot of guys that have been there before.
Well, some of your best youth teams, the best ones don't always win. What I like about this group is that Philadelphia has they're having some infighting. They're the most talented, but you don't win with talent. The best team wins. And that whatever took them down and lost six in a row at the end, that was a catastrophe. Still hadn't been solved. Everybody's still lying about it. There's something wrong. They're very talented, but trust me, the pressure's on Philly. And all we got to do is not let Barkley rip off an 80, 70, 65-yard run, make them earn it. They can't. They won't be able to because their quarterback is not capable of doing it unless we give it to them. If we don't do anything dumb, they can't do it on their own. And then they'll turn on each other, and result, they'll fall apart, as most Philadelphia teams do.
You're banking on a sideline squabble, huh, DLC?
Well, what have they shown you?
Yeah.
They won 10 games a year or so, and they fell apart. They've got internal dysfunction. But they're show ponies.
Something doesn't look right with Jalen Hurts, and I'm talking before the injury last week.
Yeah.
But the big difference, Doc, between last year's Philly team and this year's Philly team is this year's Philly team is buttoned up on defense. They are well coached. They've got extraordinary talent. They've got five new players on that defense at least. And they have been the best defensive team in the league all year. And last year, they couldn't stop anybody at the end of the year. Now, the only team they haven't been able to stop is this team in the second half a month ago. They know.
They're playing this week.
Yeah. I think they're playing the same team they struggled with a month ago.
Okay. I'm just checking.
Yeah.
I'm getting a little older. I don't want to make sure I'm slipping. Kev, yeah, you did. You did. You're good at this. You're good at this.
Kev, let me ask you this.
Not either.
Kev, let me ask you this. In terms of it being a rubber match, right, there are a lot of differences that we went through earlier in the show with both of these teams relative to the first two times they played. John Allen didn't play in either of the two games. Marshawn Lattimore was not healthy that second time around. You're not going to have Sam Cosmi this time around if you're Washington. Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, you know, you would expect to be available for the entirety of the game. What do you think is the biggest difference in this Eagles-Commanders rubber match?
That's a good question. I would say just Eckler being available for this one. He wasn't available for the last one.
I like your style.
I think Eckler was the biggest loss of the players they lost. Noah Brown and Hope, and I gather he's doing much better. You know, when Ertz was banged up there for a couple of games, Eckler is really good. And they're a better offense. They're almost unstoppable with him in the lineup. So I think having Eckler healthy, remember, that first half and the only good drive they had on that Thursday night game, which was, you know, a tough game because it's a short week and the whole thing, it was all Eckler, you know, driven. You know, they had that one drive down the field. He had, I think, three touches for 50 of the yards on that drive. Eckler's a difference maker for this team.
If Linnell will retract, now this, I'm doing a driver's ed course today. And a couple hours ago, I mentioned that to him, that other than JD5, the straw that turns to drink is Eckler. And
yeah, he's important.
I'm telling you, he's a cast me out. And how I know this, having played with Joe Washington.
Right.
See, when you play with guys that are one-on-one nightmares, you can't deal with him one-on-one. And that's what makes JD5 so incredibly difficult. Every great player that cannot be covered one-on-one sets your team up in a good position. Every time he's on the field, he makes something happen. Had he not been knocked out, we won't know,
runner.
But he's there now. And I'm telling you,
runner. He's
unbelievable. And we're lucky to have him. And that shows you that if we keep him on upright, sky's the limits.
Yeah, I agree.
You're pretty good at this, Shane. You ever thought about doing this full time?
You know what? Somebody told me that I might get a shot with you one of these weekends if you just call me. But you never do. You've got to.
No. You know what? You've impressed me. I'm going to have my guy call your guy this weekend.
Yeah. Well, you can just have your guy call me because I don't have a guy.
You do have a guy.
No,
and he called in the show today earlier today, too. Thank you for letting Neil call.
Because I've never had a guy. You've had multiple.
You've always had a guy. You've always had a guy.
It's not even true.
Hey, I tell you what. They win this.
One-man band.
We're doing our pre-Super Bowl deal. We're coming back. Back by popular demand.
What's our pre-Super Bowl deal? I forget.
We're doing our own thing. I'll give you the details later.
I don't want to start a tsunami. I know what our draft thing is.
I can't duplicate that. I can never do that again. I can't keep a straight face with that.
Yeah.
And I've somehow gotten...
Linnell, do you have a question for me?
I was about to say, no. Kevin, this is... You know how I feel about this. This is my childhood dream coming true. In real time. So I don't even want to... I'm about to cut my damn mic off.
Well, here's what you got to do. Your childhood dream meaning getting to a Super Bowl?
Both.
Yeah.
Hearing you two together? Oh.
Well, I mean, if he'd invite me on every once in a while, you'd be able to hear me more often.
But that would make it a dream at that point. It'd be oversaturated.
The moment I get a show, you'll be the first guest.
He usually calls a lot of other people before he calls me, but that's all right.
I mean, well, you got the Rolodex and Rick Doc Walker. I mean, you can't.
You golf most of your time. I can't get you during the golf season.
I've never not been available to you. Not once.
Yes, you have. That's not true. That's not true.
Not true.
I call your people, and they tell me that you say you're not to be disturbed, and I respect that.
You know, Linnell, you know what he does when he calls you? I don't know if he does this with you. But when you answer the call, he says, oh, you actually picked it up.
Yeah.
You get voicemail. Yeah. All right. Nobody cares about this.
Look, Washington's – Kevin, I wanted to ask you about the Commanders' defense because although they were able to force five turnovers last week, they've given up the most yards per play in the entire postseason, but they've created a league-high 28 points off turnovers here in this postseason. Any concern with you on that side of the football outside of containing Saquon Barkley?
There's no concern, Linnell, if they turn Philly over five times on Sunday. Yeah. They can give up another 600 yards if they turn them over five times, but that's probably not going to happen, five takeaways. Especially the way Philadelphia plays. You know, they play more conservatively, and they definitely protect the football more. You can't get gashed the way they've gotten gashed over and over again and live forever. But they've been living, and they've been surviving, and I've been sitting on my show, and I'm sure you've been doing the same thing, and Doc's been doing the same thing, saying, you better stop the run.
Yeah.
You better stop Barkley. You better stop Bijan Robinson. You better stop Alvin Kamara. And all they do is keep winning. You know, they keep giving up 5, 6, 7 yards a carry, and they just keep winning. So we're in a different era. If you've got one of the two or three best offenses and you've got five at quarterback, you can overcome almost anything, and they've done it consistently. But it would be better if they didn't give up 10.5 yards per carry in the first half. Like they did on Saturday night.
Well, I guess here's the real question then, Kev, because as much of a genius as Ben Johnson is, why did he continue to take the football out of Jahmyr Gibbs' hands? Do you expect Kellen Moore to be that foolish?
No.
I had to think about it, though.
I don't see Gainwell out there taking 10 carries away from Saquon Barkley.
Yeah.
One of the real benefits, you and I think talked about this on Sunday. Together is David Montgomery's health. If he was out of that game, Gibbs would have touched it another 7 or 8 times.
Yeah.
And every time he touched it, it was 10, 15, 20, 30 yards. So,
like he was playing at a different speed, Kevin.
He's good. He is really good. They have faced a lot of great backs this year. You know, they have faced, this will be the third time for Barkley. They faced Derrick Henry. They faced Bijan Robinson. They faced Jahmyr Gibbs. Those are top four backs in the game. They faced all of them. I mean, McCaffrey's the only one missing from that list. So that's part of it, right? Part of it is they've faced really good teams that run the football with great runners. And they've got, you know, another one Sunday.
No, I like this. Go ahead, Linnell. I want you to get you. I know you're putting the tape down.
I'm like, hello?
I was about to say,
No, you don't get this opportunity often. He doesn't do this often.
Oh, trust me. I ring the bat signal for Kevin Sheehan at least once a week.
Doesn't ask me.
Kevin, I'll let you go on this, my friend, because we're up against the clock anyway.
Yeah, because dead air is not good.
Because I'm a terrible lead host.
Yeah.
What do you think ultimately happens on Sunday? What does it come down to for Washington?
I think that their offense leads the way.
Yeah.
I don't see them getting stopped enough, and I think they score enough to win the game and go to the Super Bowl.
Wow. You're all in. Are you going to bed in the Redskins onesie?
No, I've never had any of that stuff, but I think this team is likable. They're fun to watch, and, you know, they've got the best player this franchise has had in a long, long time. And what's great about it is we're getting it here in year one. We didn't have to wait for it.
No, we did not, Kevin. Appreciate you clearing out some time.
Thanks, Kevin. Check your Venmo.
See you guys. Take care.
Kevin Sheehan. You can catch him weekdays 10 to 1 right here on the Team 980. I mean, listening to you two, Doc. I mean, what do I even need to turn my microphone on for? What do I need to turn my microphone on?
It's worth paying him.
It is.
What's so funny?
He's worth the price of admission.
Yeah.
I just wonder why you asked me to turn my mic on during the segment. I just want to sit back and listen to you two.
No, he's the best. He was so hurt. This decade has killed him.
It's killed all of us.
And no, but him was, he was, you're really into this. He was times 10.
Yeah.
For legitimately. Sure. And they killed him. They killed his spirit. And to hear it back now, man, it's just so rewarding. Because he swore he would never do it again, and he's doing it again. He's back. He's back. And that's good. We got a lot of people back. As you well know, post-game and in the end game, you know, in the end, look how many people listen to you and DD in game.
Yeah, people are back all the way, man. They're going bonkers.
End game is hot.
They're going bonkers for it. It's been a season unlike no other. I just remember going back this offseason and going through it all and debating on which quarterback we wanted. And then we actually got to see the kid up close in person at camp. And I said, aha, I think that's what it looks like. Because mind you, my quarterback analysis has been worth a damn since I got here. I thought Carson Wentz would be the guy. I thought Sam Howell would be the guy. I didn't believe in that noodle arm fool Taylor Heineke like the rest of you all did, but you could
buy into his competitiveness.
I could buy into that.
He had the spirit.
He did.
He was a leader, and so that I understood. But you didn't have the structure. You've been conned. So no matter what it was, you're building a house on sand. You're lucky this didn't have to be completely imploded. This is a complete, start over.
Yeah.
Now, they've gutted so many. Nobody had more new players in the history of the NFL. You have not seen a teardown like this in this league since you've been alive.
And not to have the quick turnaround that they did with it either.
That's
what makes it more incredible to me.
They will write, there'll be books on, there'll be all kind of things done on this when it's over, and it's not over yet.
A 30 for 30. I need a documentary. I need a book.
Exactly.
Whatever.
The question is, will they tell the truth?
Well, we know what the truth is, so that's the beauty of it.
As to how bad it was done.
Yeah.
And how the people lied and really ruined these kids' careers by not knowing what the hell they were doing, acting like they could instruct and teach. It's a joke. And these people fixed it like that. And to be in this position now, that's why they're being blessed.
Yeah. We suffered. We earned this.
Yeah, they earned this.
I hate to have to go through anything like it ever again in my lifetime, but at least we know what's on the other side of it if we do got to go through it again.
Well, they always say, say God don't like ugly.
No.
And so that's punishment. Why you think the Cowboys been, and they still punished?
Oh, I can't. You know what? That actually segues us perfectly, because when we get back, I do want to ask you about the Dallas Cowboys and all the other coaching openings in the National Football League.
But first,
Joe Witt Jr., the defensive coordinator of the Washington Commanders, with a bold declaration about how Washington is going to defend Jalen Hurts on Sunday. We'll let you hear from Joe Witt Jr. next.